You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Radio for the rest of us. This is Graybeard taking over the next half hour of the Motherland Influence. We come to you every Sunday for African, Latin, Caribbean sounds. But today, we are celebrating Malian independence. It was 1960, I believe.
Yes.
And who are they independent from?
France.
And I was reading some of the history, trying to remind myself how this worked. It's pretty complicated how they're actually called Southern Sudan or Southern French Sudan and all this.
Used to be the Malian Empire.
Right.
And the Sorai Empire.
And there was the Ghana Empire. Yeah.
These were great African empires that lasted for 1,500 years. And then in the 1800s, the French and the British came in and took over Africa.
Okay.
And this part of Africa, in which is today's Mali, was taken over by the French. And they just ruled the whole area, and they called it French Sudan.
Okay.
Sudan means south, south of the Sahara. And then in 1960, frontiers came in, and different countries emerged from South Sudan. And Mali is one, and Senegal is another, and Niger, and Burkina Faso, and Mauritania, and Ivory Coast, and others. And so since 1960, Mali has been an independent state built around the third greatest river in Africa, which is the Niger River. And on the bend of the Niger, at the top where it meets the Sahara Desert, that's where you get Timbuktu, the great holy city of Islam.
Now, there was an attempt at secession recently. Is that going anywhere? Any idea? I've kind of lost track of how that was turning out.
Well, the politics of the Sahara are very complicated.
Yeah.
There is oil under the Sahara. When there's oil, you get outside interests that are very excited about it. And there are people who don't want the Chinese or other people to get control of the oil under the Sahara. And so there has been a declaration of independence from the north, Timbuktu, Gao, Kidal. Mostly Sahara Desert. It's not a sustainable state because they don't have food, they don't have fuel, they don't have roads, they don't have, you know, it's the extremities of Mali.
Yeah,
but right now there is a declaration of independence which is negotiable for a state that they call Azawad.
Okay.
And we'll see how that works out.
All right.
I think there will be a political solution with more decentralization. I don't think there'll ever be a state. But we'll see.
Okay. And hopefully everything will work out for the best. And I'm hearing from Robin Poulton, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Anna Edwards are here from Virginia Friends of Mali, helping us celebrate Malian independence and giving us some great information. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And before I play some more music.
Yeah, we're not just celebrating Malian independence. We're also celebrating WRIR and Radio Independence.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we're celebrating that way monetarily. So 804-622-9747. That's 804-622-9747. In order to pledge some dollar amounts, we can take your donation at any dollar amount. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything from the smallest to the largest donation is appreciated. We really do need you to call or to log on online at WRIR.org to place your pledge. We need you to do that right now because we'd love to wrap this thing up tonight. It's only supposed to run through the end of this evening. If we're far away from our goals of $45,000, we're going to have to probably trudge on and just muscle on through in order to get closer to that dollar amount. But in order to get closer to that dollar amount and end this thing successfully, we'd love for you to call right now, 804-622-9747. If you're in the area, please stop by 1621 West Broad Street. Enjoy a meal with us. We've got Cuba Cuba Food and Farouk's coming up right on its heels, too. We have quite a few members of our community here and joining us and enjoying the food. So please stop by and have a meal with us and stop in and see where we make the magic happen. So
hey, if you go by Cuba Cuba or Farouk's, thank them. Thank them for helping us out here on our fun drive. And come on up and enjoy some people. Cuba Cuba and Farouk's.
Absolutely.
Come on now. 1621 West Broad Street B. Come on up the steps and come in the studio and check out what's going on here. See how we spend the money.
It's an impressive studio.
Running a radio station can suck up some fun. So
Bring the kids.
The kids and we'll tell them about the motherland.
Yes.
Because Mali is truly the motherland. This is where the ancestors of Virginia came from. It is the heartlands of West Africa, the Mali Empire. The Lion King, Sundiata Keita, the original Lion King.
Amazing. Thanks for the stories.
I was a little slow. I was trying to play some music in the background for you. But
you're kind of waving at me. I was like, surely you don't want me to sing something.
All right, anyway, in the background, we're hearing sound of from a Hunter's Festival. And we're going to follow that up with the great singer, Salif Keita. I had the pleasure of meeting him one time. And he's one of my favorites. And he kind of bounces back between the pop sound and the traditional sound. And he's going to be kind of in the middle of this tune, Siddiqui.
And he is descended from the Lion King. Sundiata Keita was the Lion King in 1325, and you're going to hear Salif Keita, his descendant. Continuity from the motherland.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Ibane معلومات مدارة ودار انها سمة ديري انت استنى من تدر وانت ايام تقلم
ديوان ما دنا مدارة ودار انها سمة ديري انت استنى من تدر وانت ايام تقلم
say in Africa, even before music, there was rhythm. Music as we know it combines the notes of the whistling reeds and the rhythms that come from the sonority of the drum. Africa is a continent of rhythms, and the drum beat of the African soul is rooted in the rhythms of the wood and the trees and the thunder that echoes around the mountains of Ethiopia during a storm. The quintessential foundation of the African being is a sense of rhythm, and that's what the motherland has given to Virginia. Jazz, pop, rap, hip-hop are direct descendants of the rhythmic sonorities of Africa. when reggae, Cajun, soul, and swing evolved and moved from the harmonies built by the drums and the strings of the songs of Africa and the griots, and then by their descendants in Virginia. A great legacy from the motherland.
And that last group was out of northern Mali, out of the Sahara, and the group Tenarwian. From their fifth CD, and a little less electric than you may have heard on some of their other CDs, and the tune in English is "What Have You Got to Say, My Friends?" What have you got to say, my friends, about this painful time we've lived through? You've left this desert where you say you were born. You've gone and abandoned it. We live in ignorance, and it holds all the power. The desert is jealous, and its men are strong. While it's drying up, green lands exist elsewhere. We live in ignorance, and it holds all of the power.
Rich message from the motherland.
Yes.
These are the people from Timbuktu, the Tuaregs, the blue men of the desert. And they're talking about the pain of living in the desert and the pain also of having gone through the trials of conflict that they've been going through in the past 20 years, and they're in at the moment.
I'm hearing... These are like more nomadic people in that area. I'm hearing they're losing their lifestyle because it's becoming so dry there. It's just getting impossible to live there.
Well, the Sahara has been drying out for 3,000 years.
Right.
There were no camels 3,000 years ago. They first came in around the time of Christ. Mm-hmm. And little by little, the grasslands of the Sahara have turned into the Sahara Desert as we know them today.
Right.
And so the people are being squeezed out, and it's very difficult to survive there.
And we're talking about Mali again. We're celebrating Mali independence. And then Robin and Anna here from Virginia, friends of Mali. And we're talking about northern Mali. Mali kind of covers dry land all the way down to the green lush lands in the south where most of the people live. And there's been some strife there, unfortunately. Hopefully it will get it settled out. You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And well, it will. Talk to you just a bit, and we'll go back to some more about Mali.
Thank you. Thanks, Charles. We always try to bring a little bit extra during our fun drive shifts. That's what you're listening to right now, and celebrating Malian independence and with Robin and Anna, and just having a great time in here, but telling some wonderful stories. It's captivating. But they're here because they're supporting our community radio station, 804-622-9747. We realize a lot of people have their hands out this time of year. There are a lot of competing things that people are trying to get your dollar this time of year, especially it's an election year and the great raise is going on. But we're asking you to donate to your community radio station. This station belongs to you. I can't tell you how many times during my show people have called up and turned me on to a new band or a new new artist or somebody that I ought to know. Oh, this would be a great segue into this, and it turns me on to something so interesting that I hadn't planned on listening to. And I get that music. I get it out of my pocket, and I donate it to the airwaves, and I also donate my money to the airwaves as well as my time. 804-622-9747. Can't thank Robin and Anna enough for joining us and sharing some of their love of the music, the love of the community, and just powerful messages.
And that reminds me, we do want to be interactive with the community. Feel free to give us suggestions or give us requests. I have a site on Facebook called The Other Black Music Radio Show, and I'll put a link to that on the Motherland Influence post on WRIR.org. So go to WRIR.org, scroll down, look for the Motherland Influence, and you can click read more and see the track list and see for yourself what we've played today. We do that every Sunday. And also, you can hit the donate button.
Hit that donate button. You got to get through that donate before you get to the motherland.
Yeah, really. Make it really easy for you. It's real simple. We appreciate that very much. And thank you very much to all who have donated so far and everyone who's donated in the past fund drives. Thank you very much. And thank you, Anna and Robin. And we're going to have some more music. I think DJ Dowdy is gearing up. You gearing up?
Okay, I'm
gearing up. All right. You guys want to say, tell us some more about your organization. How can we, you can find you guys on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, you can actually. Virginia Friends of Mali is on Facebook. We have virginiafriendsofmali.blogspot.com. And of course we have vafriendsofmali.org. And so I think you can find out all the background information. But one of the things that I wanted to share was in my first trip to Mali, and we went to dinner at the house of a local official. And along with dinner, the accompaniment was a pair of Tuareg musicians. And it was the first time that I had heard the music. And one of them was playing the Ngoni, and I can't remember if the other had was playing just percussion on his, I think on his hands. I think he was just playing percussion with his hands.
We might have had a kalbas.
He might have, yeah. But as they were playing the music, it became clear that sort of no matter what beat was going on or where the melody was sort of traveling, was that the undercurrent had this very consistent thing. And when you think about the river and how important the Niger River is, but then you also think about the gait of a camel, there was something very similar going on, so that underneath it all, when you see people dancing, sometimes I notice that Malians won't necessarily be on the top, you know, fast, high beat, but they'll be moving to this slow undercurrent. Yeah. It's a very undulating kind of thing. And that was really a very groovy experience.
Well, I guess if Africa gave us the polyrhythms, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The rhythms on top of the rhythms, along with the rhythms and other rhythms. Yeah.
Africa gave us our mothers.
So, yeah, there are many rhythms going along in this music. Okay, I'm going to turn this over to DJ Dowdy. Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by DJs for Lovers, a Richmond-based mobile DJ service specializing in weddings, private parties, and local events. DJs for Lovers is on the web at djsforlovers.com, on Facebook, and at thenot.com. DJs for Lovers is a proud supporter of local independent radio. And we'd like to thank all our sponsors, too. You can go to WRIR.org, and we have information there about how to sponsor the radio station. Thank you very much to all our sponsors. Thank you to all the restaurants, too, that have been bringing all this wonderful food. We have food here from Cuba Cuba, and Farouk is coming in later.
Yeah, Farouk's is here now.
They're here. People, did you hear that?
Free food, but it's not just free.
Did you get any yet?
I'm on my way.
Go.
1621 West Broad Street. Come up, make a donation, have some food, check out the station, come in, say hi, hear some music.
Have a good conversation.
And as long as you keep it clean, we'll let you talk on the radio.
That's right.
You hear that?
We do have a dump button.
Yeah, we sure do. We've used it in the past. Hey, 804-622-9747. My show is tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. Don't make me come back and ask for more. Because I'll ask tomorrow night too. But okay. We're planning to shoot this thing down, shut it down at 9 o'clock tonight.
Thank you, everyone who's donated so far. And if you have been sitting on the fence, get off the fence. So anyway, let's play some more music. Let's hear. Richmond's sister city in Mali is Ségou. So let's hear something from the Orchestre Régional de Ségou. From an old album from about 1970, one of the biennial albums, Les meilleurs souvenirs de la première biennale artistique et culturelle et de la jeunesse.
Yes, that's at the beginning of Malian independence. Independence came back in those days.
Yeah, so anyway, this is the first biennial of arts and culture for the young, and we're going to hear a cut off of this album called Sabu Mandogo.
I'm gonna go to the Back in the yard, Mali kala kala no be kira ya.
You are listening to Motherland Influence. My name is Dowdy. Thanks for listening tonight. That last cut was from the singer Aja Sumano from her CD Kokobere from the Camera Production label. We heard the song called Tumu Nyanyan. How do you pronounce that?
Nyanyan.
Tumu Nyanyan. Before that, the Super Jata Band, Dumali, from an album called In Super Form, we heard the song called Fongana Kuma. And before that, the Orchestra Regional de Segu, we heard the song called Sabu Mandogo.
Great here. Memories from our childhood.
Yeah, great. And
the station is full of people. It's the Fall Fun Drive, and we're having a good time in here. It's a party atmosphere, but we're all here because we support the station. You can support the station at 804-622-9747. That's 804-622-9747. Operators literally standing by. We've got all sorts of people in here that are ready to take your pledge. We need your money right now, please. We're trying to wrap this Fall Fun Drive up on a really positive note, a really big swing here. I've got some people to thank. Let me thank Kenny Hamilton, who dropped $50 on us.
Yay.
Yeah. Rachel Solomon. Thank you so much, Rachel. David O'Brien.
Yay.
And then, of course, WRIR's own Gene Pendleton. So $100 for him, too.
And a Legba Folklore Society.
Yeah. Sending some money our way. So
All
thank
right.
you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to be mentioned and get a little yay, get a little love, we will definitely send some love your way. Please call us 804-622-9747. We're pulling some donations off of the internet here. WRIR.org is how you can do that online. So please, folks, get yourself a t-shirt. The t-shirts look fantastic. Once again, WRIR t-shirts are designed incredibly well this year by Matt Clemis. So did a really nice job on the t-shirt. Wear it with pride around the Richmond Folk Festival or anywhere you want to go see some live music, and just let them know that you support us. $50 will get you a t-shirt. $100 will get you a donation card, and that gives you special discounts throughout the year at WRIR events. $200 especially will give you a nice package here. It gives you tickets to the Amy Goodman event, as well as a ticket to ride on that bus on the musical history tour with Dr. Greg Kimball from the Library of Virginia. He's the Director of Education and Outreach over there. He's hosting a tour of underrepresented history in Richmond. It's a musical history tour on Sunday, September 30th. So, no, I'm sorry, that's Saturday, September 29th. On Sunday, September 30th, that's the Amy Goodman event at Lewis Skinner Recreation Center. So get your tickets there at the $200 level. All sorts of things we're giving away, but that's not why you're donating. We know a lot of people are asking for money this time of year, and I can honestly say we're going to use every cent to our best and most ableist abilities, folks. We really need your money.
Yeah, this is one thing that I don't know if unless you're a longtime listener, you may not know this. Not one penny goes into our pockets. Everybody here is a volunteer. We put our time in. And everybody does their part. Your part is to pay for the equipment, help us pay the rent, help us pay the electrical bill, help us pay for the great programming that we bring to you. The great programming that the music DJs do, they put it together by themselves, but a lot of the talk programs we do have to purchase.
We do. We purchase those programs or produce them in-house, and that all costs money, whether through electricity or just recording, but nobody's getting paid. All of the volunteers, all of our sound engineers that ran all of the live bands, they're donating their time. They're learning on site how to mic rooms and how to get the best possible sound out of our fantastic live room. But they're all volunteers. We're not getting paid. We had one paid employee at one point. We no longer have her, unfortunately. She was a lovely addition. And
she was great, yeah.
Yeah, through an incredible growth period. But we no longer have any paid employees at all. It's all 100% volunteer. And that's something to be proud of, but folks, this thing costs money. This ship needs to keep going in the right direction.
So you give us money, you're not paying for somebody's yacht. You're paying to keep this station on the air.
Yeah. Or their dinghy or anything. It's the lights on, and it keeps the lights on. And all the different bands you heard, none of the bands got paid. They all volunteered their time, too. And most of those guys had a meal with us. They played their music, and then they donated some money out of their pockets. And that's just an incredible thing to see because bands, you know, a lot of times musicians are not well paid. So thanks again to all the musicians and performers that volunteered their time as well as their money over the past week. 804-622-9747. Be a part of this great thing that we have going at WRIR. You can be a part for $5, $10, $50 will get you a t-shirt, but you don't have to donate that much if you can't afford it. $5 or $10 will do it. $25 will get you a student t-shirt. So please consider donating and getting a student t-shirt if you're a student. All you got to do is show that student ID, and you can get one of our more vintage WRIR things. The great DJ Carlito is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a great big old box of records. Can't wait to hear his show. He always puts together such a finely crafted program. So I know he's got a lot of music that he saw this week. I follow him on Facebook, and I'm sure he'll be talking about that. So, man, just a good time in here. Please become part of us. 804-622-9747 is how to donate, or donate online at WRIR.org.
All right, we've got a couple minutes left. I want to thank Robin and Anna from Virginia Friends of Molly. And quick, Anna, mention your show. We're talking about in-house shows.
That's right. So, you know, listen to me tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, Defenders Live, 12 noon here on WRIR. And donate. And also, I wanted to mention that we have one more copy of Come August, Come Freedom by Gigi Amato for the first person to call into the show and donate $100. Also, I would really love it if people would shorten my time here tomorrow, because I took one of the contingency shifts. I will be here in the morning.
Right. Actually, I'll be here in the morning, too. All right. And thank you, Robin. Thank you very much for your time and your information. Thank you very much for your information. And also, I'm going out with a little bit of time left. I give Carlito some time to get set up with Mayomo and Amakulel, who is singing a song called SOS about the struggles Molly went through during a coup attempt recently. So this is their help. Their way to...
great music.
Yeah, way to say... everybody chill out and let's think about the people. And once again, thank you.
Take care. Okay. Bless the motherland.
You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us.
C'est un SOS, SOS. On est en état d'urgence, c'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change, c'est un SOS, SOS. On est en état d'urgence, c'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change.
Le peuple a la rage, on tue ses rêves, ne sait plus en quoi avoir foi. C'est le faux qui s'élève, le vrai qu'on enterre. On a changé de loi. Le peuple a la rage, on tue ses rêves, ne sait plus en quoi avoir foi. Si s'il n'y a plus d'espoir, toujours la même chose. Soyez pas surpris si un jour ça explose. Regarde-moi, regarde mon Maliba. Tu fous quoi, mais pourquoi c'est comme ça? Chacun pour sa gueule technique, caméléon. Nouvelle religion, avoir des millions. Faible maillon, c'est la loi du talion. Un esprit plus clève, oh c'est mignon. Nous avons trop attendu. J'en ai marre d'avoir la main tendue. C'est un SOS, SOS. On est à d'urgence. C'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change. C'est un SOS, SOS. On est à d'urgence. C'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change.
Y'a pas ma mère évoquée d'année la kounou. Maliko et Mbila m'a baissé cachou la kounou. Kabio sanga insanji majigi shikela wera yuka sharida bafita adai nekoro jamana bikomola kusena gakeka nyadoma boji somola saele mashu nie dugu petari hiba fosa imbebe songa kima here Nela he jeti makula malite makelenta e obebe ni kuna hey, mima na biro ni soro malibaingo na naftiki dobe na adenga fitlo inaluma ifenso tumadenye mima mi soro bifoki saite kefoye hey, malio na mahine nyauna baby get panyo we baby get panyo we
c'est un SOS, SOS on est à d'urgence c'est un SOS, SOS faut que ça change. C'est un SOS, SOS. On est à d'urgence. C'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change. Étranger, kidnappé, non, non, plus jamais ça. Démocratie en papier, non, non, plus jamais ça. Politiciens nous blaguer, non, non, plus jamais ça. En public détourné, non, non, plus jamais ça. Le moins riche